A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins took on the Braves, 2-4 this weekend at Marlins Park. It was a 7-10 first pitch, and it was a matchup between right-hander Dan Straley and left-hander Luis Gohara. And with a recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, game number 160, a stirring comeback tonight at Marlins Park. A fun win. They held on for dear life in the end. They beat the Braves 6-5. Miami's won the first two games of this season-ending four-game series. Things did not start well for the Marlins in this one. Dan Straley on the mound in his final start of the year, looking for win number 11. But he got off to a very shaky start. Ozzie Albies leading off the first for the Braves.
Here's the 0-1, and Albies pulls one high into the air down the right field line. This is trouble for Straley and company. It's gone. It's a home run for the leadoff hitter, Ozzie Albies, his sixth major league home run. And the 20-year-old rookie picks up his second career hit off Dan Straley, and it'll be a memorable one. 1-0 Atlanta.
For Albies, the terrific rookie, only 20 years old, his first career first inning leadoff home run. Kurt Suzuki followed with a single. Freddie Freeman walked. Nick Markakis struck out finally the first out for Straley. It came four batters in, but with two on and one out, Lane Adams made Straley's headache even bigger.
This pitch is a bomb. Back to left goes Moore, looking up, long gone, over the Clevelanders sign and upstairs. Wow. A three-run home run by Lane Adams, who has now homered in each of his last two at-bats last night and first time up tonight. And a very tough first inning, giving the Braves a 4-0 lead against Dan Straley.
Adams homered now in three straight games against the Marlins, beginning with a walk-off home run in Atlanta back on September 10th. After a walk to Rio Ruiz, Straley induced a double play ball from Dansby Swanson, 6-4-3. He was finally out of that first inning, but not before seven men went to the plate. A 28-pitch first for Straley. Braves scored four runs on three hits and a couple of walks. They'd extend their lead in the second. After two were out with nobody on, Ozzie Albies singled. He stole second, put himself into scoring position for Kurt Suzuki.
Here's a line drive to left, and that's going to get by the left fielder Moore. Bounces off the wall. Home to score run number five for the Braves is Albies, and it's a stand-up double for Kurt Suzuki, and a 5-0 lead for the Atlanta Braves here in the top of the second.
Well, the Braves wouldn't score again in that second inning, but it was a 32-pitch inning for Straley, and after a hit and a walk in a scoreless third, he was done after 81 pitches in three innings of work here tonight. Straley, in his final start, gives up five runs on six hits. He walked four, struck out three, allowed the two home runs, Albies and Adams in the first inning. 81 pitches, 46 strikes for Straley. It was 5-0 Braves at the end of two. Meanwhile, they had a right-hander, Luis Gohara, a rookie, facing the Marlins for the first time and pitching brilliantly. He maintained that 5-0 lead through five innings. Through the first five innings, the Marlins managed only two base runners. Miguel Rojas doubled with one out in the third inning. Marcelo Ozuna walked with one out in the fourth. That was it, though. Gohara was rolling along into inning number six. And in the sixth, he struck out the leadoff man, the pinch hitter, Mike Aviles. But then an infield hit from D. Gordon. D. went 1-for-4 tonight. D. took third and a double by Giancarlo. So the Marlins had second and third, trailing 5-0 in the sixth inning. One out, went up step, Marcelo Ozuna.
Ozuna stands in. The pitch to Marcel, and he turned on that quickly and drills it down the left field line. It is going to be a fair ball. Here comes Gordon. Here comes Stanton. And Ozuna scoots on into second with a two-run double on a ball that was ripped down the left side. And the Marlins are on the board, and it's a 5-2 game here in the sixth.
So the Marlins had life. J.T. Realmuto fought with a single, but Bourne Anderson struck out, and Gohara was out of the sixth with a 5-2 lead. Marlins had life in this game because the bullpen was magnificent tonight. After falling behind 5-0 and after seeing Straley exit following three innings, Justin Nicolino retired all six men he faced in the fourth and fifth. Javi Guerra struck out two in a perfect sixth inning. In the top of the seventh in a 5-2 game, Adam Conley hung a zero. He hit a batter with two outs. That was it. So in the bottom of the seventh, down 5-2, Marlins begin to show some signs of life against Gohara. They got a leadoff double from Tyler Moore. After Miguel Rojas walked, the Marlins got the tying man to the plate in the seventh. Gohara was done after six innings plus. A.J. Minter, flame-throwing lefty, came out of the bullpen. He allowed a pinch-hit single to Tomas Tolis, and the Marlins had the bases loaded with nobody out, trailing 5-2. D. Gordon struck out. That was the first out of that inning. Finally, with Giancarlo coming up, Dan Winkler came into the game. Stanton, sitting on 59 home runs, trailing by 3, bases loaded, one out in the seventh. A kick in the 1-0, and Stanton bounced one slowly toward third base, charged by Ruiz. He won't have a play anywhere. In from third, more, it's 5-3 for Giancarlo, RBI number 130 on the season. And the Marlins keep the line moving here in the seventh. And Marcelo Ozuna would keep that line moving as well. Bases loaded. 5-3 Braves. The pitch to Marcel is laced out to center field. That's another hit. Rojas scores. Tolis wave. Adams a throw to the plate. And Tolis is out at the plate. The Braves maintain a one-run lead. Lane Adams guns down the tying run in the seventh inning. But JT Realmuto followed with a walk. And the Marlins had him loaded again. At that point, lefty Sam Freeman came on to face the left-handed bat of Justin Bohr. Bases loaded, two down, 2-2 to Bohr. Swinging a line drive, base hit center field. Stanton's home to tie it. Here comes Ozuna. The Marlins have scored 4 in the seventh. They've come all the way back to take a 6-5 lead. He lined that one just out of the reach of the shortstop, Dansby Swanson, who was shaded up the middle with two strikes against him. Facing a very tough left-hander, Justin Bohr delivers. Puts the Marlins in front for the first time in the game. That is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers, the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So 6-5 Miami into the eighth. Don Mattingly got creative with his bullpen use in the eighth and the ninth in this one. Trying to use some people in some different spots, maybe in some cases looking ahead to 2018, trying to learn what you have. The lefty Chris O'Grady got to start the eighth inning with a one-run lead. He got the first man, Lane Adams, to bounce to third, but then he allowed a single to pinch hitter Johan Camargo. And after Dansby Swanson singled, the Braves had the tying go-ahead men on with one out. O'Grady lifted from the game. Junichi Tozawa came on to face the dangerous pinch hitter Tyler Flowers. Now the 0-1, and Flowers bounces to third. Anderson's got it. To second, that's one. Throws a little bit wide. D back to first. Not in time. The throw made D work just enough that there was a little bit of a delay getting the ball back to first base. It was a close play nonetheless. But Mark Ripperger calls Flowers safe as we get a look at a replay. Oh, boy.
This is going to go.
They're going to challenge this.
Yeah, I think this will go the Marlins' way.
They're going to challenge this. They're going to win the challenge. Here we go.
Here's
he is
ball.
Out at first base. Double play on the replay challenge. The Marlins get out of the top of the eighth. So it was still a one-run game, 6-5, as we went to the ninth inning. Harlan Garcia got the ninth tonight. No Kyle Bearclaw, no Drew Steckenrider. They both pitched last night, but they hadn't pitched a couple of days before that. So had Don Mattingly wanted to use them tonight, unless there's something injury-wise that we don't know about, he could have used them, but instead he opted for Harlan Garcia, who struck out Ender Inciarte to begin the inning, but then Ozzie Albies singled. Albies looks like a guy who's going to be a real pain in the neck for the Marlins for years to come with these Braves. What a terrific young talent. Albies took second base on a single by Kurt Suzuki. And when Freddie Freeman walked, the Braves, down by a run, had the bases loaded with one out in the ninth. At that point, Matt Kemp came into the game as a pinch hitter. Marlins turned to the veteran Brad Ziegler. Ziegler had a lot of closing experience. 9 saves already this year for the Marlins. A lot of saves in his past. What he also had working for him, though, was great career-long success against Matt Kemp. With Kemp coming to the plate, I pointed out Kemp in his career 1-for-19 against Brad Ziegler with 7 strikeouts. And with Ziegler on the mound, Kemp didn't wait around.
Ziegler to the plate. A swing and a ground ball back to Ziegler. Goes to the home plate for one. Up to first for two. A double play to end the game. One pitch out of the bullpen. And Brad Ziegler puts it away. And the Marlins win 6-5.
What a way to end a very exciting night of baseball here at Marlins Park. What a job by the Marlins bullpen as Miami comes from behind, trailing 5-0 in the second to win this one 6-5. For the Marlins, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 6 men left. For Atlanta, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Braves strand 8. Adam Conley gets the win out of the bullpen. He worked a scoreless inning, hit a batter, that was all. He's 8-8 on the year. Dan Winkler, the loser for the Braves, he's 0-1. Brad Zilger needed only one pitch to record his 10th save of the season. Time of the game, 3 hours, 8 minutes. And we played this one in front of 19,527.
Big come from behind victory for the Marlins in game 2 last night. Marcell Ozuna paced away offensively. We caught up with the Marlins center fielder post game. 3 RBIs tonight. How about that ball game, Marcell? The fight all the way back like that. That's fun with a couple of days left, isn't it?
Yeah, that was good. You know, the pitcher for Dan is pretty good. You got a good stuff to pitch, and he was doing really well. And we make an adjustment. Everybody make an adjustment, and we could put the game on the line and play harder. That's every time with us.
How important is it for you and your teammates to finish this season strong, Marcell?
It's important a lot because, you know, coming a lot of new guys, a lot of new people, a lot of new from office, and we have to show what you have and improve. You can play, you know. Yes. Well, let's see next year what we can make or build a good team.
You've had a heck of a year. How important was it for you to finish this second half strong?
It's important. You know, you're working a lot harder in Dominican. And last year I was in a little struggle in the second half, and I'm working for American consistent.
Good night for Marcell Ozuna. A good night for the offense. They rally. The pitching holds everybody in check offensively on the Braves' end after the first couple of innings, and the Marlins take Game 2 last night by a final of 6-5. Game 3, coming up tonight at 7:10, Odrysimer Despaigne is going to take on right-hander Lucas Sims. It's a 7:10 first pitch for Marlins Park. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.